We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Kanyisile Motsa. I'm the founder and the director of Berea Hebrew Home of Hope. And I was on Good Morning Angels, 2018 August. In the year 2000, I moved to Berea. I got a space at Corner Abel and Lily. But one day when, as I was stepping out of the building, I noticed that by the traffic light, there were children, girls mostly. What caught my eye were the ages of the children. They were young. They're supposed to be at school, and it was in the morning. So that's why I asked the security guard and said, "What's happening there by the traffic light?" And then he just looked at me and said, "Don't worry, those are prostitutes." When he said that, it hit me so hard because I'm a mother of five. I'm having three girls. And so now I looked at him. I thought something was not right with him because I don't think someone can call a person a prostitute. So then now I started walking towards the children. My walking towards the children is not because I wanted to say, "Hey, what are you doing here?" No, I thought I was having a message for the parents. Because in my heart I said, you can make it. You can do it as a woman. You cannot allow your child to be called a prostitute. So Home of Hope was started. There was no business plan. There was nothing planned. All what was inside me was, I wanted to give the children a home, security, to ensure that they get educated. In the 25 years, we've helped more than 17,000 children because we also have an outreach program where we make sure each and every child that is vulnerable gets help. It either from us, from anybody. We just make sure that we do not want to see any child in trouble. So spaces like and organizations like Good Morning Angels, they help us. They make us stand strong. 25 years we are here. It's not because we've got the resources. It's because some people who have got good hearts, they stand and hold our hands, and then we march forward. Before, it used to be very difficult because, number one, I didn't have much experience of the outside life. So now it is so easy because the girls who are there, they, even those who are normally staying with us, they come as volunteers. When they talk to each other, it's so easy. So for me now, I do the one-on-one, I do all the other types of counseling, but the child, you find that she's already relaxed. And she knows that she wants to go to school and she wants to do what. So that way it is easier now. That's why I'm saying we are now expecting what we're doing. Some of the children who have gone through our hands have gone out there to do great things. Some of them are even CEO of companies. So you can see that they are out there and they're making it.
Good Morning Angels, all about angels and giving and giving back. On the line is that lady of the moment, Kanyi Motsa. Good morning, Mum Kanyi. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And how are you this morning?
Many things. I am many things.
That's good news for you.
Good news.
Yes. So the Good Morning Angels Fund, they would like to donate 20,000 rand to Home of Hope to pay their bills, the municipality bills and everything.
Ooh,
I know how we've been struggling with that.
I'm so excited. Oh, thank you so much.
The two ladies in your studio, what an inspirational story. I mean, it was totally amazing. And then Mum Kanyi, you're an absolute magical lady. Thank you for what you're doing. We also at WIPOLD believe that education is key, and you know, it can't stop with books, so we would like to donate two computers, a printer, and the networking of these devices to Mum Kanya's Home of Hope to help with education.
Another call on the line, Louis McLaren. Louis, good morning.
Yes, I'm one of the founders of the Business for Empowerment Trust, or the B4ET. And what we would like to do is we would like to donate 25,000 rand to our Home of Hope.
We put a call out to our staff members, and we managed to collect an amount of 11,000 rand of contributions in cash. My colleague Anthea managed to phone people at Macro and negotiate a discount, and they provided a lot of groceries for us that are on your wish list at a discounted rate so we could get more. So what you have here is pretty much everything that's on your wish list.
What we brought Mama Kanya today is 40 duvets and 40 pillows so that your girls can sleep tight at night, ma'am. Ma'am, how can I say this? You've made my day with a very sad story, and I thank you for that, and thank you for opening my eyes, and thank you for your lovely work. I'm deeply moved. Thank you.
The support from Good Morning Angels helped us a lot. You remember that time, it was the time of COVID and all these things around us. The groceries and the people who continued to assist us, some of them are still there today. I'm really grateful because we get people who are really good-hearted, because it's not about money. It's about what's inside you as a human being. Good Morning Angels helped us with groceries. In fact, we had groceries for 3 months. It was a lot. The truck was full. And all the things which were there were the essential for us. And then we also received money that helped us for school uniforms. That's why I'm saying it helped us even up to January when schools were opening. At least the children managed to get the summer school uniforms. So we managed to pay the bills at that time. So Good Morning Angels came, and they were really angels in our lives. In my mind, an angel is a person who always think about the other person, where you don't say it's about me, but you think about some other people. Even when you meet a person, you just know that it's a human being. It's not a thing. So I think I can classify a person who always think about other people in a good way, not in a bad way, because you can think about other people in a bad way, that you want to undermine them, you want to do whatsoever. But thinking about other people, about good that you can do and that person can do to you. My message to the Good Morning Angels is keep it up. It's still a long way to go. Make sure that you take care of yourselves, because we need you tomorrow. Let's just march together, go forward. And to the people who are supporting us and other people who need help, I salute you. I salute you because you don't help because you've got a lot. You help because you've got a heart.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.